Okay. And sometimes Mark has almost twice as many as he normally has on him. He uses the parking people for crowd control. And they do exactly as he tells them to. He's totally in control of that group. And in turn, being in control of that group, he's in control of the 100 or 200 people that are trying to get on the buses. Is that not control for you?
True, true.
And in turn, is it has he not learned how to control himself, control others?
Yeah.
Could you handle that kind of crowd?
Yeah.
Be totally in control. Same
practice.
Yes, but Mark just does it.
Oh, yeah, I need that practice.
Lots of practice. So therefore, you can't say that you two are totally different styles.
True. Well, we work well together, that's all we can.
Mark has, I think, a little phrase that he uses that a bad order carried out exactly can be countermanded and corrected. A bad order carried out badly causes chaos. But I'm only paraphrasing. Ask him what it is sometimes.
No, it is not.
And I think he, being in control of himself, sets a good example for his employees.
Okay.
Something I have difficulty with sometimes is my crew of 12. But yeah, not being sure sometimes.
What, do you want to manage like I am?
No, worse probably. The fact that they do what I tell them to do is great. But the fact that sometimes it's a debating society.
Whether it's doing the right thing or something?
I just turn around and say, all this is orders from above. I start swearing in the wrong of them, and I've learned that if I start swearing in the wrong of them, they figure out that I'm in a bad mood, so they just do what I tell them to. Which isn't a good way to leave.
No, I can't do it that way.
The power just fluctuates.
Fine. Well, that's a really heavy snow.
Yeah.
Power lines and trees and stuff.
Okay, next question. Yes.
This is the question that I was going to ask Micah, but I'll ask you. A similar vein for both of you. And that is, in this particular book that I was reading, the Bene Gesserit, I guess you could call them nuns, maybe, but like with a real like political military arm.
Like the Jesuits on your planet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which I think is my simple deduction where the idea comes from. The Jesuits at one time were very political, very powerful, and controlled armies.
Okay. Now with them, they have a statement saying that they flow like water and fill every place. Now, with Ashtar Command, it doesn't quite work like that.
No.
How come?
Because we are so few, or they are so few. I mean, if we were to have people on every planet controlling every facet, then A, we would take away the choices and the learning experience and the potential. We would be directing and pointing you in the direction that we wanted you to go in. I
Well, the
mean,
reason I ask, it sounds very third dimensional.
yes, it is. And the way that it sounds is that they know where they want to go. They know where they want the planet to be. They know where the correct nudge will push it in a certain direction that they want it to go, which takes away choice, takes away learning, takes away myriad of things. By doing it the way that Hades and Ashtar base. It gives you the options of going this way or that way. I mean, if things went bad, Right. Mm-hmm. And there was a nuclear war on your planet and wiped out. Became uninhabitable.
Right.
Then that is part of the landing.
Well, now we've been told that, you know, were that to happen, there'd be this mass evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that.
Yes.
Who would get chosen to go?
I don't know. Gray area.
Where would they go?
Black area. I thought it was funny, actually, when we had Kerry put a hand under her stomach and she told the phone like this, wants her to stick her tongue out, turn her head slightly and stick her tongue out. Then instead she laughed, which is even better.
That was not creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have hollow now of it.
All right. Now, this in the book sounds very much similar to what you guys go through. And this concerns the process of what are called golas. And these are being people who are rejuvenated from cells.
Yeah.
Of a person who has gone on or has living and just waiting to be reborn into the body. Both memories intact, but they have to be reawakened. Now, I'm worried about the parallels and where Frank Herbert got this stuff.
You're asking the wrong person, having been the end result of such a procedure.
That's why I'm asking you.
I know as much as you know, which is nothing. All I know is that it was done to me. I've had it explained to me, and I don't understand. It involves separating and splitting and all sorts of things. Words that I couldn't even comprehend. Mind you, at the time I was learning English. And there were really big words that I couldn't understand.
Did you catch my latest supplement to the webpage?
Mm. Oh, about my arrival on the sixth dimension?
Mm-hmm. You read that?
No, not yet.
Oh, I left some stuff out, put some stuff in.
Oh.
I
creative editing.
I judiciously edited where it needed.
Oh.
I'm getting tired.
And you wanted to keep continuity and...
Right. Mm-hmm. There's something that I was like, boring. Clip.
Mm-hmm.
The tape went a little bit.
Yeah, that I didn't know what you mean about the boring part. Some of it is quite boring listening to it.
Well, you know, sitting here talking to you, you know, you can't, you know, design a session to be word for word put on a tape.
Oh, hell no.
God.
Okay, on that note, I will go and separate the two playful beings.
Okay.
Wow. Hello.
Hi, darling.
How are you going?
Oh, I'm just busy to you.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, it gets a little slow sometimes.
Yes, she was teasing you too.
Yeah, well, this is probably part of past life.
Mm-hmm. Well, this week, you're out of luck.
Are you period, I know.
Yes, I am. Starting probably in about an hour or two.
Ooh. That well.
Oh, yes.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is something else that we need to discuss. Now, on a sweetheart.
Okay.
I need to get back into the gene pool.
Okay.
That's acceptable with you?
I thought you already did.
It wasn't consummated.
Why not?
Because he behaved very dimensionally. He got to necking and kissing and cuddling. And he said that there has to be more to it than just a physical need.
Hmm. Well, you might approve, but it's mine though.
And then there's the other side of the coin.
What's that?
You'll have to impregnate either Kimmy or Tia. And I don't think she
I
is.
I don't think she is going to work. She is going to get pregnant for another 5 years.
Another three. That's probably. But she is a bit wouldn't work.
What?
She's sworn out for bond.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And also I wouldn't want to. Mark will be attached.
She's just gone, but why not?
Because they work.
She goes, am I not attractive? Am I not beautiful?
Well, okay, let's put it this way. We have a bit of a past that we'd have to work out.
Yes, I do understand. But the thing is, why would you not make love to you?
Well, because like I say, there's, you know, I wouldn't mind, but I have a feeling that she would have a problem.
Now, be best back and then play it for me. Now you see the problem.
Well, I'm
going to knock up Fury. That's a foregone conclusion. And as you two have made love before.
Oh, yeah, no problem there. Mm-hmm. We're pretty compatible, yeah. I'd say.
But it's not the time. Time's not right for kids.
No, probably.
With the space of our children, the time is right.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope, you know, mm-hmm. the father of, you know, all these.
Well, you will be the father, just the fact that the genes are yours.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. You can explain gene pool to me enough where I can go swimming every day.
Yes. But it is important that...
Of course it is. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kiri discussed it with Kerry. I don't know why she kicked you out.
Yeah.
But she's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. Because she wanted just Kerry's input about your comments.
As if
yes, you would.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she did it. Okay. Now on to other things. Okay. Time to relax, you know. Getting uptight again.
I think I've been uptight.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Mm-hmm. You're coiled like a spring even now. Even the tone of your voice, have I? Tells me that you're uptight again. Also, the fact I see it in your aura.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let your hair down, be you.
I'm fine, what's that?
Mm-hmm. Making it very serious.
Well, preparing.
Yeah. But tell you what, when you finish that one, lay off for a week.
Oh, I'm definitely
going
to lay off.
Yeah, just for a week.
Yeah. But you have to really you of all people.
Yes, I know it is the preparation and the knowledge and the information that you're asking for, which is wonderful.
Of course. I mean, if I'm uptight, it's, you know, just because of the seriousness of the matter that we're dealing with here.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just being tickled and having my toes sucked by a feather. Empty is sucking my toes. More licking it. I didn't realize my tongue was quite that rough.
Alright. Mm-hmm. On to other things.
Okay.
Sorry about the uptightness, but like I said.
That's alright.
Well,
that's right.
Go.
Yes, I had to point it out to you because I didn't want you to get to the point of stomach pain again.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Other memories.
Okay.
We were discussing this, well, we're going over this,
mm-hmm.
and how in the book, it's a Bene Gesserit thing to depend on memories of this passed down life to life,
mm-hmm.
the spice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have past lives.
Yes.
Which you can draw upon. Mm-hmm. And are those similar to the regression idea?
Yes, very much so. Apart from, I think, for example, broken arm, bone sticking out, I already know how to do it. But let's say I didn't know how to do it.
Okay.
Right, and it's the first time I came across an arm with a bone sticking out, that I'd think, and I would visualize it, which would key in the memory. And I'd go, that's how I fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's pain there. That person suffered horribly. And I would look for another image that would tell me how to do it without pain. For example, stress fractures. That is my learning lesson. It is a new thing to me. And the fact that it is myself that has it makes it harder. I've never come across stress fractures before. Normally they're clean, but stress fractures normally happen when a lot of pressure is applied continuously. It's like a branch that you keep on bending it and bending it, and finally what happens?
Right.
Yes, but it breaks in fibers. But just before the point of it breaking.
Oh.
So that is a new experience for me. Oh, yeah. But I think I could do it myself if I didn't have my mental block.
Why do you have mental block?
Because it reminds me. Yeah, it reminds me of other things. Things that we don't dwell on. Such as that song.
Now, in the book, the other memories described there are sometimes like what you're talking about, but more often than not, it's actual voices
in your head. Oh, yes, I hear the voices too. The voices are part of it. For example, let us say I come across somebody that has hemorrhaging in the intestines, right? And I will hear a doctor telling me how to fix the hemorrhaging of the intestines. But I never, when I went to become a medic, I never had to deal with it. When we do training, it's more along the lines of learning how to use the equipment, learning how to put the bandages on, learning how to put the ointment, use the crystal correctly. The rest of it is already within us as healers. The fact of using energy to align the bones in a break so that it meshes nicely and then getting the energy flow going whilst we're wrapping the bandages. And I will hear a voice saying, in days of old, blah, 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 blah. And it won't stop until I finish doing the process.
What?
Teachers from other lives.
Oh,
really? Sometimes, for example, today, you remember that I went offline briefly? We had a young lady that twisted her ankle, and she was in a lot of pain. I went and dealt with her. And I dealt with twisted ankles hundreds and hundreds of times. Right? And I still hear the voice telling me from the lessons eons ago on what to look for to make sure that it is just a twist, that it's not broken. How to manipulate it and put it in the right position. And it was a very distinct male voice. That's why when I'm healing somebody sometimes, you remember when we used to do the healings on Kerry? That I would stop.
Right.
And I would stop in mid-sentence. I was listening to a voice.
Oh.
Telling me where to proceed next.
It's kind of like you talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Explain stuff that I do.
That's correct.
Now, is there a way to maybe make that occur in third dimension?
Yes.
Oh.
Look within yourself. Visualize.
And bring up the past life myself?
Mm-hmm. But it would take a long time for me to explain, longer than we have on tape.
Right.
In basic form, how it works is that you would visualize a situation.
Right.
Very similar to the one that you're working on. You would look for similarities. And you would see them. Because it's a path like this. And then you would think, now, what did they tell me? What was I told to do? How does this work? And then you would hear the voice saying the alignment of the angles has to be proportional to the so on.
Okay. This morning we're working on something.
Yes.
What was that? I mean, this morning.
This morning?
Half in, half out.
I think it was to do with the aligning of the chakras. No, that wasn't it.
More like on the world.
Yeah. It was aligning of something.
It was like making reality work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, it's aligning of the mind with what appears to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. So basically working on mentally creating that,
mm-hmm.
which would be coming into reality.
Right. Okay, do you have any more questions?
One more, darling.
Okay.
Quote. This is the awe-inspiring universe of magic,
mm-hmm.
where there are no atoms, only waves of motions all around.
Mm-hmm.
Here you discard all belief and barriers to understanding. You put aside understanding itself. The universe cannot be seen, cannot be heard, cannot be detected in any way by fixed perceptions. It is the ultimate void where no preordained screens occur upon which forms may be projected. You have only one awareness here, the screen of the magi, imagination. Here you learn what it is to be human. You are the creator of order, of beautiful shapes and systems, an organizer of chaos,
mm-hmm.
which explains magic pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes in a little deeper to other things.
Yeah, like astral travel.
Correct. And things that you, as a resident of Hades base,
mm-hmm.
Get a better view of than I do.
Yes.
The void of the universe.
Mm-hmm. It can be a great void filled or totally empty. And it's only I that decide what goes in.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, love.
See you later.
Bye, love.
Can I help you guys tonight?
Well, one lady asked me if you would please watch over her or help her. Her name's Penny. She's going to New Orleans
mm-hmm.
to meet a gentleman that she would like to spend the rest of her life with.
That's the best thing. That's a little bit tricky.
Yeah, that's okay.
I really can't watch over somebody because, like you, are flesh and blood and bone. I'm not a spirit form. I'm a real life functioning alien.
You got ants in your pants, there, girl.
I don't wear pants. I wear a skirt. I wear running pants from time to time, but I don't wear pants very often.
Well, that problem was addressed. People think that sixth dimension means you're not a form, spirit, and you wander around.
Yeah, I did address that.
Ghost-like form.
I did address that.
No, you weren't there that
night. No, I did mention that I am physical.
Another night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I can't watch over an individual as much as I would love to. I have my own engineering work, but I tell her that my wishes do go with her, and I do hope that everything is successful. And to trust her guide. Her guide's much more aware of vibrations than people realize. And sometimes it's just a gut feeling that this isn't right.
Talking about guides.
Mm-hmm. You had a funny experience, didn't you?
No, not really. I was just going to ask if anything's happened with the gentleman that we spoke of before.
He's still alive.
Okay, all right.
Still alive. I know. But you do have a guide. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question.
At least his mother hasn't picked me out of his life yet.
No. Well, mother's They still look after their little ones. I know I'm protecting them, my two little monsters. But talking of little monsters, I'll see if I can get my little monster to stay awake for a canning session. Yeah, I'll see if I can get that time. It may be a week or two.
Okay.
But
make it two.
I'll see what I can do. But or we will have to probably do an early channeling session that night.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there is a little bit of a problem with that next week.
Mm-hmm.
Mark needs time off from channeling for a week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He wanted 2 weeks, and I said a weekend. And we had a long discussion about it last night. Backwards and forwards. And finally, in the end, he agreed to just a week off.
Yeah, why can't he have 2 weeks off?
Because there are bigger concerns than just his own.
Okay.
The only energy that would be taken out from this, the physical moving around and everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does he
need a vacation? Yeah, he does. He's worked incredibly hard for the past, 5 years?
4 years.
Yeah. Almost channeling continually for that time, apart from a little break here and there. And those little breaks are very useful for him.
That's true.
I mean, for us, it's a bit of fun and excitement. For him, yeah, it can be a real chore sometimes.
Well, same with us here. It's fun and excitement for us, too. But by using him as the go-between.
Mm-hmm. Well, he comes up here anyway. But
yeah, but that's still, that's tough.
Oh, yeah.
We used to go 2 times a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 times a week. Used to be. Oh, my.
Fridays and Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark used to pay real price for that. Yeah. Notice he's put on a little bit of weight since then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, he's not so pinched around the face as he used to be. True. He may one day even actually make it up to his supposed correct weight. I think not. But in the meantime, okay, so
he's taking next week off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be good for him.
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That suits me right down to the ground.
Okay, cool.
I have no problems.
Okay.
I'm working. I've got to transcribe this tape out anyway.
Yeah. And, okay, so I'll try and get Leonidas to channel the week after. It depends if he's in the mood and it's not been so cantankerous and egotistical and arrogant. You know what little ones can be like. Little ones with big minds.
Okay. But anyhow. Yeah, suits me.
Hey, any questions for me? Julie?
Mm-hmm.
I always find that a quick backhand works for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's getting a little bit big for that.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger than me.
Who here likes pain?
Likes what?
Likes pain. Pain.
No,
yeah.
And if you do something wrong and it's painful, you're not going to do it again.
Well, you try not to.
Yeah.
I mean, I burn myself at work. I don't intentionally ever try and burn
myself.
No, that's
different. That's an accident.
That's an accident. No, we're talking about intentional.
Yeah. For example, let me see. If I was to break a window on purpose, then I would expect to pay the consequences. And I would try not to break that window. Because I know that paying the consequences would be painful.
That doesn't seem to matter to us.
No, it doesn't. I can't comprehend.
That doesn't seem to matter with working this young man.
But there is the other option is that what you do is you take away everything, clothes, everything, and just leave him with bed, sheets, blanket. That's it. And when he does something good, you give him something
that's
back.
That's a Syrian thing. That's what they're doing serious.
Uh-huh. It's a six-dimensional way. You take away all privileges.
Cara gave me that one in my head one time ago.
Yeah.
But and it just, now that you said it, it went clicked in going, where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah.
But you take away every privilege. And all he has is his bed. That's it. And if he wants clothes, you give him the clothes that you want him to wear.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
And if he does something good, he gets his drawers back.
Really?
Right? Doesn't have anything in it, but he gets his chest of drawers. If he does something else good, he gets the clothing that goes in the next drawer. And then the next drawer, and then the next drawer, and so on. Does something wrong, he loses that particular thing that he's just got. Works great on Sirius.
Yeah,
because, yeah, kids like to wear what they want to wear. But if they don't have any clothes, and you're the one telling them you're wearing this today.
Yeah, checkered pants with a paisley shirt.
That's cruel. Now you're getting to the point of being cruel and unusual.
That is cruel and unusual.
Perhaps, yeah, right? But so is Russ. Yeah.
But on Sirius, it works very well. Now, you just remove everything. Lock it up so that they can't go and get it. And then when they do that good thing, that they get it back, the chest of drawers, then make a big hoo-ha out of it, and that is an incentive. It makes them realize they've done something good, they want to do something else good. Right? But also taking them, when you take that privilege away, when they screw up, you make a big hoo-ha out of that so that they remember that. Now, it can be very hard to do. But in Sirius, it worked very well. I never had anything taken away. I was a good little girl most of the time.
Oh, that means you didn't get caught very often.
No, she liked going around without clothes.
Well, what's wrong with walking around in a bikini?
We had set her up with cases of wine nowadays.
I designed all my own clothes. But talking of which, can I ask a favor from you and Kara? Can I store a couple hundred cases over at your place?
Where? We don't have any room for it. It's fairly strapped as it is.
I'll figure out something.
Why don't you just take one of the extra ones that we got on the hallway next to us?
Yeah, but somebody might want... I'll talk to Kara about it.
She's the block manager. There's about four rooms left over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get so many poor people in the base who want rooms.
Thank you, Nathan. But anyway, yeah, that's the way that we do it on Sirius. Our legal system or law system, we don't actually have a law system. If you mess up against society, you're sent away for re-education. You live with that horror day after day, week after week, month after month, until you realize that what you've done is wrong and you atone for it. And it's a re-education system. You point out what you've done wrong. You live with the consequences for however long it's necessary until you learn that that was wrong and then atone.
It's very effective. I talked to someone on Sirius once that was in their penal system.
It's not a penal system. Well, it's a correctional facility.
I call it the penal system.
Re-education system.
Whatever. I talked to this guy who was in there. I want to know more about it. And the guy was like totally, happy with the system. So it worked great. He was changing his ways, and he realized what had happened was wrong. Most happy criminal I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. But you have to remember one important key: we do read each other's minds.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Mm-hmm. But only if you want to. If you've done something wrong, you have to let people in to have a look to examine what you've done wrong. And they will only examine that particular thing that you've done wrong. That's very kind of you, young man. But have you domesticated eventually?
I'm a sophisticated barbarian. I am trainable, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, I've been told by Tia to wrap it up, and that would be perfect for Mark when he gets back.
It will be perfect.
Uh-huh. So we're going to wrap it up and call it a wrap.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you in a few weeks.
What can I do for you, bud?
Oh, nothing. I'm just glad I can participate.
Oh.
And I'm looking forward to the next time I'll be able to.
Yeah.
Because that's all relative.
You know what I mean? This is all relative.
Yeah, because work.
Yeah.
And we are giving Mark next week off. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does need it.
Well-deserved rest.
Okay.
Is there anything we should, we could do for Mark? Maybe do a little barbecue or something for him or anything?
Swimming pool. No, he doesn't spin perfect.
Oh, yeah, that'd scare the shit out of them. Throw them in the lake.
Hot tub.
You'd probably get some square guns and hose in there.
I'll tell you what. Can you put in his mind to come down to my house? My hot tub's fixed.
Let's see what we can do. I can't do that.
Yeah, that might be an unethical.
Well, okay, all right.
It's unethical.
Well, then make a suggestion to him.
I'll kick his butt.
Well, that's a little unethical too, isn't it?
Actually, I know where I'm getting to do something. Okay. I will withhold from him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have him come down the house because the hot tub's fixed.
It's you can't get him down to eat a meal that's cooked by somebody else. What are you talking about?
Well, you know what Mark's like. He doesn't like the heat, apparently.
Only too well.
Anything over 19, he suffers. Terribly.
Thank you again for the suggestions.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I can't say that I can put them into play, but because there are other people involved in this situation.
Yeah.
But counselors involved, two different ones.
Well, maybe you should try talking to them about that idea. Instead of taking everything away, how about if you take away one privilege at a time?
We're kind of sort of doing that right now. And it kind of sort of works sometimes and kind of sort of doesn't.
Well, it's time to ask him, say, how far do you want to go? Do you want to have absolutely nothing in your room? No posters, no clothing, no nothing apart from bedding.
No radio,
mm-hmm.
No TV.
Yeah.
No Walkman.
Mm-hmm. Or what you could do is, as a trial run, is one day when he's out, just come out to his whole entire room and say to him, okay, is this what you want your room to look like? Because if you carry on going with having all your privileges gradually taken away, this is what you're going to end up with. And just say to him, yeah, be in here for an hour. And just leave him alone in there for an hour, for him not to come out of the room, and to ask himself, is that what he really wants to end up with? And then help him to put everything back later on.
I still have to see what the counselors have to say about
okay.
this.
Well,
I mean, you know, the suggestion is plausible.
Yeah.
Because he's got enough junk in his room to last.
Yeah. A lifetime.
Yeah, more than that.
Would you mind, Roger?
Okay.
Thank
you. Good night, Ray.
Good night, all.
See ya.
Yeah. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
All right. Okay. See you in a couple weeks, hopefully.
See ya. Do you have every other Wednesday?
Oh, no, they channel every other Wednesday.
Right.
I thought that was part of the schedule.
Thank you.
Ideally, okay. Not necessarily.
She would beat me to it.
That's what you're supposed to have on.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all relative.
Yeah.
You know, they give you
pretty good. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. See you all in 2 weeks.
Yep.